You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The suspense on whether top Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra would contest the Amethi and Rai Bareli Lok Sabha seats continued, with only 2 days left for the nomination process to end. Amethi and Rai Bareli are considered as traditional pocket boroughs of the Gandhi Nehru family as its members have represented the seats for several decades. Sources said Rahul Gandhi is likely to contest from Rai Bareli, but a final call is yet to be taken by the first family of the Congress. They added that Priyanka Gandhi is also keen to contest from the Rai Bareli seat, but Rahul Gandhi is not favourable to the idea, considering the criticism of dynasty politics by Prime Minister Narendra Modi against the Congress leadership. Amid the row over Prajwal Revanna, obscene video case, Union Home Minister Amit Shah strongly asserted that the Bharatiya Janata Party never support atrocities against women. He accused the Siddharmiya government of allowing Revanna to flee the country. Addressing a public meeting in Hubballi, Amit Shah said, "Right now we have an alliance with JDS, and then Revanna's case came up. I want to make it clear, BJP will never support atrocities against women." Attacking the Congress government in the state, he alleged that the Karnataka government didn't take action until the election of the Vokkaliga belt was over. He further added that the BJP's stand is clear that who's behind such crimes will be given the harshest punishment. Mounting tensions on US campuses boiled over on Wednesday when pro-Israel supporters attacked an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters at UCLA, hours after police arrested activists who occupied a building at Columbia University and cleared a tent city from its campus. Eyewitness videos from the University of California at Los Angeles, verified by Reuters, showed people wielding sticks or poles to hammer on wooden boards being used as makeshift barricades to protect the pro-Palestinian protesters before police were called to the campus. The university cancelled classes for the day on Wednesday, and UCLA Chancellor Jean Block said the school would conduct an investigation. Punjab spinners Rahul Chahar and Harpreet Brar stifled Chennai Super Kings batters as they led the Kings to a 7-wicket win in the Indian Premier League on Wednesday. Chahar and Brar didn't concede a boundary and picked up 4 wickets for just 33 runs off their 8 overs to restrict Chennai to 162 for 7 after captain Rituraj Gaikwad lost his 9th toss in 10 games and Punjab opted to field. Punjab cruised to 163 for 3 with 13 balls to spare for its 4th win of the season with Johnny Bairstow at 46 and Riley Rosso at 43, leading the chase against a depleted Chennai pace attack under dewy conditions. Disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein faced one of his accusers in New York court Wednesday as he was told he would be retried for rape and sexual assault convictions that were overturned in the state. His 2020 conviction for raping ex-actress Jessica Mann, who was in the front row of the courtroom's public gallery and mere feet from Weinstein, was overturned by New York's highest court last week. Weinstein was visibly frail as he was wheeled into the Manhattan courtroom flanked by his lawyers, smiling and waving at supporters as he was pushed in a wheelchair past the public gallery. Weinstein, who has barely been pictured in public for years, was flanked by 2 armed court officers as he sat at the defendant's table wearing a dark suit, his hair thin.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.